All right, good evening to everybody on the phone, and welcome to this exclusive teleconference for Dolphins season ticket club and suite members. I'm Jesse Agler, and I'm sitting here with the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Joe Philbin. If you'd like to ask the coach any questions tonight, you can press *3, and we'll get you in queue and try and get to as many questions as we can during the coach's very valuable time here. So we'll start down in South Dade with Kevin from Cutler Ridge. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hello.
How you doing, Kevin?
Hi. I wanted to know, from your perspective, with all the moves in the offseason and everything that you guys made, what's the biggest thing you expect to see from the team this year compared to last year?
Well, you know, we had 980 plays on tape last year. And so what we did when we started the offseason program, Kevin, was we kind of took a step back. We looked at everything we did last year in all phases of the game. Coaching, playing, and we made changes and adjustments and refined certain things. So obviously we're looking for improvement, we're looking for progress, we're looking for our guys. There's a couple things specifically we're looking for on defense is to eliminate some of the explosive passes that we gave up. We've got to cut down that number, and we've got to take the ball away more. Those are two, you know, big important points we've made this offseason and we'll continue to make in training camp. And offensively, we needed to increase our explosive play production. It wasn't good enough. And then our ball security, we turned the ball over too many times. We were minus 10 in that statistic in football, which is the most important statistic in football. So those have been real prime areas of concentration for us, both as a coaching staff and for the players. And that'll continue as we move forward.
All right, remember again, *3 for everybody on the phone if you want to ask a question to the coach. Up next is second-year season ticket member Wayne. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yes, I'd like to know how I know you still got, we still have Brian Hartline, but how would Ryan Tannehill do with the new wide receivers that you got?
Well, as you know, everything takes time. There's an adjustment phase that I think players go through, coaches go through. As you well know, we added Mike Wallace and Brandon Gibson as free agents. We added Dustin Keller. So it takes a certain amount of time before those guys get, you know, quote, on the same page. And we're making very good progress, steady progress, I would say, and we're anxious to, you know, not to get through the mini camp and then come back July 20th to training camp, and we'll have an awful lot of opportunities for those guys to work together and develop that timing, that anticipation that's so important in the passing game.
We want to remind everybody tonight's call is presented by AT&T. Also, Father's Day coming up this Sunday. We're pleased to provide season ticket members an exclusive 25% off your merchandise purchase at the online pro shop through the end of the month. You can save big on Dolphins gear for that special Dolphin dad in your life. So be sure to check your season ticket member email newsletter for complete details. Nice discount coming up for Father's Day. Next question goes to 15-year season ticket member Alan. Go ahead, Alan. You're on with the coach.
Hey, how you doing, Philman? I just want to talk about my concerns about the safety position and the quarterback. I just want to let you know, just see what you think is going to happen with that this year. If you have any concerns as well.
Well, you know, as I mentioned before, Alan, the thing we're concerned about from a defense standpoint is the explosive passes, and that would be passes over 16 yards that were completed against us. And so obviously the defensive backs have some responsibility in that. You know, we felt like Rashad Jones and Chris Clements made good progress throughout the course of the season. They were consistent performers for us. The corner position, you know, obviously we added Brent Grimes that we signed, and we really like what he's done so far in the offseason program. Richard Marshall's appears to be healthy again. Dimitri Patterson, a player we acquired late in the regular season, and then we drafted two corners early, Jamar Taylor and Will Davis. So I think it's going to be an improved secondary. They know the things they have to work on, and I think we're going to be better in the secondary, no question.
All right, next up is Marco in Miami. Go ahead, Marco. You're on with Coach Philbin.
Hey, Coach. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Marco?
Pretty good. I might be a little more complicated of a question than some of the other callers, but I'd like to know how you're going to use Deion Jordan as far as pass rushing, because I hear you're going to use him probably as either a defensive end or a stand-up rusher, maybe outside linebacker. But how's that going to work? Because I hear he's pretty much an expert in this trade in college as far as covering tight ends as well. So how's that going to work on both the strong side with him and Cameron Wake?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, Kevin Coyle and our defensive staff do a great job of putting players in a position to be successful. You know, as you mentioned a couple of things that we saw on tape with Deion Jordan. Number one, that he has the ability to rush the passer. Number two, that he has the ability to cover a tight end or run down the field vertically with receivers. So the more versatility and flexibility you can have in your defensive scheme, lining players up in multiple positions gives the offense identification problems. And, you know, as you know, we haven't had our opportunity to get our hands on Deion a whole lot yet. But, you know, he's a player that we really liked in college on tape. And we're anxious to get him in the building on a full-time basis and work with him. And but because that's some of the reasons that you just mentioned are why we drafted him where we did, because he's got that versatility and some flexibility as a defensive player.
So let's go next to Josh, who's been a season ticket member for 10 years. Hey, Josh.
Hi. Good evening, Coach. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Josh. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much. I just wanted to wish you the best of luck coming into the training camp and off season. And I wanted to ask you, you recently spoke about team chemistry, and I wanted to get a little elaboration from you on how it develops over the course of the season. And I'm wondering specifically if during training camp it may be difficult to see it directly because of roster spot competition, but perhaps as the season gets into October, November, it becomes more of a byproduct of having gone through OTAs and training camp. And now you have these 53 guys that are in it together. If you could maybe talk a little bit about that and how you find guys that are good for team chemistry and not just talented players, but those who love the game and are in it to win it and above the team, above all else.
Yeah. Well, you seem to have a great handle on it already, Josh. Seriously. I mean, no, you really do. You brought up some excellent points. And the one thing I have to give our players a lot of credit for is, you know, right now we've got 89 guys in the building competing every single day for those 53 chairs in this team meeting room that I'm sitting in today. And they know the competitive nature of the profession that they're in. And it's very, very impressive to watch these guys work. It's impressive to see our older guys helping the younger guys, even though, you know, technically they're competing for the same jobs. So I think our position rooms, there's a lot of good chemistry in those rooms. There's a lot of good leadership in those rooms by the older guys. And as you mentioned as well, you know, your chemistry kind of gets forged throughout the OTAs, throughout the difficulties and the ups and downs of training camp and of a regular season. And sometimes you're not exactly sure what you have until November or December when you're hit with some adversity, some tough things happen, some injuries happen, who knows. And then, you know, the resolve and the resiliency of your football team gets challenged. And I'm impressed with the type of men that we have. Obviously, it's important for us in the evaluation process before we decide to acquire these players, whether it's by free agency or the draft, that they fit the type of men that we want to bring here. And we've talked about it since the day I got here that we want men that represent this franchise the right way on and off the field, and that's very, very important to everybody in this building.
All right, very nice. Rob is in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina, second-year season ticket member. Go ahead, Rob.
How you doing, Coach Philbin? It's an honor talking to you.
I'm doing well, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. My question for you is, I realize every week, week in and week out, a tough matchup in the NFL. The AFC East is going to be tough, but specifically looking at the first month to 6 weeks, it's a pretty brutal schedule. What do you think? How important is it to get off to a good start?
We got some smart callers calling in tonight, Jesse. But yeah, if you look at it, and I believe our first eight games of the season, we're playing five playoff teams, if I'm not mistaken. We're playing three out of the four teams that played in the conference championship games. So we're playing some excellent football teams. There's no doubt about it. And we're going to have to, you know, start fast. We're going to have to play well coming out the gate. And that's very important. It's going to be a focus of ours in training camp. You know, that's why we do have a longer training camp this year. It's 41 days long. So we're going to have to be smart about that. So we, you know, our players are fresh and ready and eager to start the season. We got two road games to start the season. That's a challenge, obviously. Everybody knows it's not easy to win on the road. Now we were 2-6 on the road last year. That's not good enough, and we need to get off to a great start in our season opener. So it is going to be a challenge. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's exciting. There's nothing better than, even in the road games, there's nothing better than, you know, getting on a plane with you know, the guys you care about, your teammates, your coaching staff, and everybody else in the organization, and go win a game on a road field. That's a great feeling in football. And then so we got two opportunities to do that, and then we get a chance to come home to our great fans and play an excellent Atlanta team. So it's going to be fun. That's what gets us our blood flowing a little bit in the competitive nature of our business. But we're excited about the start of the season.
All right, next up is Brian McCormick, who is in Youngstown, Ohio, home of the Penguins. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Coach. Thanks for taking my question. My question is, what player from last year's team has really impressed you so far this year and that you've seen the most improvement from? And I would like to thank you for finally giving us fans some great expectations moving forward this year.
Yeah. Well, we've seen a lot of improvement, out of a lot of guys. It's great to see Kelsey McCray back on the field. He was a guy that we thought had a very bright future and then got hurt very early in training camp last year. It's been nice to see him. He's doing a lot of good things. You know, we mentioned Lamar Miller is a player that has some experience on the field in games, but not a ton. And he seems to be maturing and progressing at a real nice clip. And then the quarterback seems to be improving. That's always a good thing. As we mentioned, John Martin, another member of the draft class from a year ago, switching over to left tackle. I think he's done well this offseason. So there's a number of guys. I wouldn't want to isolate one specific individual, but a lot of our younger players, and that's the expectation of a coach, is that there's development and there's improvement and there's progress. We still have to go, those guys still have to obviously continue to get better and better and better. Austin Spittler's a guy that we think has really had a good offseason program. He played a lot of special teams for us last year. We really like what we see out of him.
Very good. All right, David is up next. He's in Jupiter and a 43-year season ticket member. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking my call. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
My question is the practice bubble. How do you intend to use it during training camp, and can we keep the guys outside in the heat and the rain and make them a little tougher?
I'll tell you what we're going to do, Dave. We're going to bring you in here and give that message to the ball club. But now what we do is, the great thing about the bubble is that we get to use it. We get to keep a consistent schedule. In other words, we go out. We spend an awful lot of time outside on the practice field, and we do utilize the bubble for 30 to 45 minutes of a 2.5 to a 2 hour and 45 minute practice. But the good news is, we kind of keep these guys on a tight schedule where every minute of time is accounted for. And the beauty of the bubble is that, once we get that uncommon shower that you get in Florida, we don't have to adjust our schedule. We just zip inside, we lift the cameras up, and we're good to go. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
I got rid of him, sorry.
Oh, you did? How come he wasn't a season ticket holder in 66? He only started in 1970.
That was some good quick math. I was trying to do it. I was afraid.
Is this guy loyal or what?
Yeah. That's great. Last one for the coach this evening. Again, thanks to everybody for hanging on with us. We appreciate it. Hope you're enjoying. Oliver is a 10-year season ticket member. Go ahead, Oliver.
Hey, Coach Philbin. How's it going?
Excellent. How are you?
Good, good. I hope you guys have a great year this year. My last question, I just want to get a glimpse of you, the person. Where do you draw your inspiration when you're motivating the team?
Well, I'm going to turn 52 years old, and you're kind of at that stage. You are what you are. I mean, the greatest inspirations in my life has been first and foremost my mother and father. They're very, very hard workers. My dad grew up in the Depression. He's still alive. He's going to be 92 this year, and fought in the World War. My mom was a teacher, and three of their parents were immigrants to this country. So, that's the main inspiration I've had in my life. And I was fortunate to be around a lot of outstanding coaches when I was a young man. I've learned an awful lot from them. And then I've had, again, the good fortune of working for a lot of excellent coaches. So, the inspiration is the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of the people that you're around. That's why I got into coaching. That's why I still coach today. The coaches that I had made a difference in my life, I think made me a better person, hopefully a better father, a better husband, a better member of the community. And that's why I got into coaching. I didn't get into coaching to be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. I'm delighted. I'm honored. I'm privileged to be here. And, you know, that it's a great profession. I always tell the guys, you know, if you don't like parking your car, you should go do something else or be somewhere else. And it's a, you know, I kind of get butterflies in my stomach when I'm driving to work thinking, my gosh, you know, this is the Miami Dolphins. It's a great franchise when I was growing up and privileged to be a part of it. But there's no, you know, other than my mom and dad, that's the real inspiration. I had, you know, five wonderful siblings and you know, and the good fortune of being around a lot of good people in this game of football. I've learned a lot from, hopefully, taking some of their best qualities. And then, you know, we're always remembering why I got into coaching. And that helps inspire me, hopefully, to do a great job on a daily basis.
Really nice. Coach, big thank you. Appreciate the time. Obviously busy. We got the mini camp tomorrow, training camp coming up. Good luck with everything, and thank you again.
Well, this has been fun. You know, the fans are a big, big part of everything we do here. We want to make this we're going to have a championship program and teams here in Miami, and want everybody to be a part of it. So it's been a lot of fun for me. Thanks.